It is such a great fortune to hear from these very wonderful, deeply realized Vaishnavas, Vaishnavi. When they speak, it is the realizations they have gained through decades of selfless surrendered service to Sri Guru and Gauranga. And therefore that sound vibration very deeply purifies the heart. Professional reciters of the scriptures can fascinate our minds, entertain, but only those who are genuinely and earnestly surrendering to Sri Guru Vaishnavas does the power to purify the heart come about. Lalita Sakhi, as has been explained, is Shiksha Guru of Srimati Radharani. In Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is a beautiful story of the cleansing of Gundicha Temple. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so eager to perform the most menial service for Lord Jagannath. He called the superintendent of the temple and said, "Myself, personally, with my associates, we want to clean the Gundicha temple thoroughly tomorrow so that it is a proper place for Lord Jagannath to come and give his darshan." And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally distributed the brooms, and he was the first one in there with a broom, sweeping and sweeping and sweeping. In fact, he swept so nicely that he had all the devotees. It was over 100. There was actually about 300 devotees who had come from Bengal, plus all the devotees of Puri. They were all together, sweeping, sweeping. They all made a pile, and Mahaprabhu was sweeping as if he had 1,000 arms. That was his enthusiasm. Now, Lord Chaitanya in Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati explained that cleansing Gundicha temple means cleaning the heart. If we desire Krishna to manifest in our heart first has to be perfectly clean from the dust and the sand and the straw particles represent all of our gross and subtle material desires. And Mahaprabhu wanted to show the process of cleaning. Tremendous enthusiasm. We have to perform our bhajan of hearing about Krishna, chanting the names of Krishna. We have to perform our bhajan of performing seva. Because factually, seva is non-different than our hearing and chanting. They're inseparable. If you don't have a proper service attitude, Krishna will not be pleased to manifest himself even when you're hearing and chanting. That's why Prabhupada said, chant at least 16 rounds each day, hear Srimad Bhagavatam, read the holy scriptures, and do seva. Because unless we do seva very, very enthusiastically with the proper consciousness, our hearing and chanting may be a type of entertainment, but it won't really please Krishna. As Dhanardhar Swami Maharaj was explaining, we must have a service attitude. We must be enthusiastic. And we must be enthusiastic to chant and must be enthusiastic to hear. Because that cleanses the heart. And therefore Mahaprabhu taught the enthusiasm. He was cleaning that temple in such a menial way, like a street, like a sweeper, as if he had 1,000 arms, and you couldn't see any of them. Haribo. All the hundreds of devotees made a pile of dirt, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu single-handedly had a pile that was far larger than all the others put together. And then after sweeping, he said, now the whole temple was thoroughly swept. Mahaprabhu said, now do it all again, searching for finer and finer particles of sand, dust, and straw. This is how exceedingly fine we have to perform our bhajan if we want Krishna's love to manifest in our heart. Very serious. And they swept again. And that wasn't enough. Then they brought thousands and thousands of clay pots of water from Indrajumna Sarovar. There were so many devotees bringing water from Indrajumna Sarovar, there was no space. So they were bringing from this well and that kund, everywhere in all directions, just pots and pots of water by the thousands were coming. And they were throwing on the ceiling, on the walls, on the floors of every room. And Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya, he was in so much intense emotion as he was cleaning this temple, which is cleaning the heart for Jagannath. He was weeping incessantly. Sometimes he didn't even use water. He just washed the temple with his incessant tears. And when they were in the area of the altar where Jagannath Baladev and Subhadra were to be, as he was cleaning so emotionally with so much enthusiasm, one Bengali Vaishnav poured water on Lord Chaitanya's feet. But not only did he do that, after he poured it, he held his hands and drank it and then distributed it to others. But Lord Chaitanya didn't take note of that. And then a little later, when Mahaprabhu was actually cleaning the altar, another Bengali Vaishnav did the same thing. He washed Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's feet and drank it. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw this. And he called Swarup Damodar Goswami Maharaj. And he said, do you see what your Bengali Vaishnav has done? He has caused me to make an offense. To take the water of my feet in Jagannath's temple, he has implicated me in a great offense. Now get him out of here. And Swarup Damodar Goswami took that Bengali Vaishnav and very nicely exited him from the Gundicha temple. But then he came back and he begged Lord Chaitanya to forgive that devotee. With so much compassion, he prayed to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to forgive that devotee. Now, what is the purport to this? Srila Prabhupada explains it so beautifully. And it is so very important. If we want to properly follow the path of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we must understand the principle that is about to be explained. When Lord Chaitanya told Swarup Damodar Goswami, just see what your Bengali Vaishnav has done. Lord Chaitanya was proclaiming for all time to come that all the devotees in the Gaudiya Sampradaya are under the care and the protection of Swarup Damodar Goswami. And as Srimati Bhavatarini Devi has explained so nicely, Rupa Goswami, who was our Sampradaya Acharya, we are meant to be Rupa Anugas. He understood the heart of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his most intimate ecstasies. And who did Lord Chaitanya confide in? Swarup Damodar Goswami. How did he know? And Swarup Damodar Goswami, because he knew he could understand. Because you have bestowed your causeless mercy upon him. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita as well as Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat explain that Swarup Damodar Goswami knew intimately the heart of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And who was Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Radha and Krishna. Krishna, feeling the pangs of the separations of the love of Sri Radharani. And who was Swarup Damodar Goswami? Sri Radharani's Shiksha Guru and most intimate companion, Lalita Sakhi. During the Ratha Yatra, Swarup Damodar Goswami knew exactly what Lord Chaitanya was feeling in his heart, and he would sing particular songs and slokas just appropriate. Nobody else knew. Nobody knew except Swarup Damodar Goswami the intimate treasures of the thoughts of Lord Chaitanya's feelings. During the Ratha Yatra, Mahaprabhu is begging Jagannath, let's leave this Kurukshetra. I don't like to see you as a prince. Let us go back to Vrindavan on the bank of the Yamuna. I want to see you with peacock feather, not royal crown. I want to see you at Vajayanti Mala, not all sorts of royal ornaments. I want to see you with the cows and the gopas, not with elephants and chariots and queens. This was his mood. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explained that Swarup Damodar Goswami would sing just according, moment to moment and moment, what Lord Chaitanya was feeling, the appropriate verses, to increase Mahaprabhu's ecstasies. Yes, it is described in Chaitanya Bhagavat that Swarup Damodar Goswami would sing so beautiful. He would sing songs that enthralled Mahaprabhu's heart. There's one instance where Swarup Damodar was leading a kirtan as they were just dancing through the streets of Puri, and Mahaprabhu, hearing Swarup Damodar's kirtans, would be oblivious to the world. He was just dancing and dancing and dancing in ecstasy, and he fell into a deep, dark well, right in front of everyone's eyes. Everyone's dancing, Swarup Damodar singing, Mahaprabhu goes crazy in ecstasy, and all of a sudden, pew! He just falls in a well, and the devotees were screaming and crying. They knew this was a very, very deep, dry well. They ran. And then they came to the well, and their hearts were just palpitating with fear. What are they going to see? And they looked, and the whole well was filled with fresh, soft butter. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was laying in the butter. It is described that was the power of Swarup Damodar Goswami Sankirtan. In the Gambira, the two associates of Lord Chaitanya that were always with him during his last 18 years, Antyalila, were Ramananda Rai, Vishakha Gopi, and Swarup Damodar Goswami, Lalita Gopi. Ramananda Rai would recite scriptural passages, and Swarup Damodar would sing beautiful, beautiful praises of the Lord. So, Prabhupada explains, when Lord Chaitanya told Swarup Damodar that see what your Bengali Vaishnava has done, Lord Chaitanya has put all of his followers for all time to come under the care of Swarup Damodar Goswami. And unless Swarup Damodar Goswami appeals to Mahaprabhu for all the offenses that we have done, what is our hope? And in Vrindavan Dham, any devotee who sincerely and honestly prays and longs for service to Srimati Radharani, Swarup Damodar Goswami will take that devotee mercifully. Lalita, Lalita Sakhi will take that devotee under her protection and nourish that devotee with her mercy. And the leader of all the assistants of Lalita Sakhi is Rupa Manjari. And similarly in Mahaprabhu's Leela, under Swarup Damodar Goswami, the leader of all Vaishnavas of our line is Sri Rupa Goswami. So when we come here to Ungshagam, we are praying like beggars. Because who are we? What is our qualification? If we think we have qualification, we don't even have a hope of getting qualification. Swarup Damodar Goswami was an associate of Mahaprabhu in Navadvip. His name was Purushottam. But after Lord Chaitanya took sannyas, he became completely mad and just took sannyas. Didn't even know why. And he came to Puri after Lord Chaitanya's South Indian tour and just fell at the feet of Mahaprabhu with such humility, just offered his life, his soul, his everything. Our Prayojan Acharya, Raghunath Das Goswami, was personally trained by Swarup Damodar Goswami. Lord Chaitanya took Raghunath and put him under the care of Swarup Damodar Goswami for his spiritual life. So we come here to the birthplace and the eternal home of Lalita Sakhi. The first thing we should do here is understand how fallen and unqualified we are. His Holiness Dhanadhara Swami Maharaj was so nicely describing the offenses, the anartas we have to overcome. Crookedness. Faithlessness. And he culminated with pride. Pride that I'm a great devotee. Pride that I'm an advanced soul. Pride that I'm better than others. If we think we're better than others because we know more slokas, or we're more renounced, or we've been around for a longer time, or we give better lectures, or we sing better kirtans, or we put on nicer tilak or sari, if we think we dress the deities nicer, we have more followers. This is all nonsense. If we think we're better than others, that should be the alarm bell, if we're serious, that we're really in a very degraded, fallen condition. Because that is not how any acharya has ever felt. We should feel void. If you're not hungry, you can't digest food. Yes? Hunger means an emptiness. There's nothing there. Unless we feel really humble. Trinadapi suniche nataror iva sihishruna amani namanadena kirtaniya sadahari. We can't really beg for mercy. And even when we get it, even if mercy comes causelessly, we cannot digest it. Unless we have that hunger, unless we feel ourselves very fallen, we have come to Sri Radharani's Shiksha Guru's abode. We have come to the abode of that personality who Lord Chaitanya had put us all under the care of. We have come to beg for mercy, beg for compassion. We're in the Dham, but what do we see? The Leela of the Lord is taking place right before us. And we're thinking so much on the bodily and egoistic conceptions of life. How pitiful is our condition. We come here to fall in the dust and offer the tears of our gratitude and our humility and beg, please give causeless mercy. Just let me be the dust at the lotus feet of the servants of your servants, please. And if that is our sincere aspiration, Lalita Sakhi, she will take us under her protection. And that will be the ultimate perfection of our life. So let us offer that prayer. We have come so far, and we do not know if we'll ever be able to come back here again. Such a holy place. I'd like to speak something about, very briefly, because we are late. And I went over time, even though this is Bakasura, duplicity. I made the rule and then I broke it. I confess and I apologize. Where we are sitting now is the Samadhi Mandir and the Bhajan Kutir of the great Vaishnav Acharya, Narayan Bhatt Goswami. Narayan Bhatt Goswami was from South India. When he was 14 years old, he renounced everything of this world, totally detached, and came to Sri Braj Dham and never left his whole life. He came here at 14 years old. He was a Gaudiya Vaishnava, a follower of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And with the blessings of Rupa Sanatan and the empowerment of Mahaprabhu, in this area of Braj, so many of the great holy places were revealed and excavated. It is described that the deity of Sriji Mandir was found in a beautiful kunj. He had a dream that Radharani was calling for him, and he found the deity of and installed on the top of the hill. Prishabhanu's home, originally installed by Vajranab and discovered and installed by Narayan Bhatt Goswami. And just close to here is a temple of Dauji, Sri Balaram. While Narayan Bhatt Goswami was performing his worship here, begging for the mercy of Lalita Sakhi, he had a dream. No, he didn't have a dream. He used to see a cow. He did have a dream, but a little later. He used to see a cow pouring milk on top of a hill. And he didn't understand what this was about. And then right here, when he was doing his bhajan, he had a vision where Balaramji appeared to him and said that that cow is giving her milk to me. Build it to worship me. So he went and dug under the ground and found a beautiful deity of Dauji. And that was his worshipable deity for the rest of his life.
Oh, Sri Dauji Maharaj ki jai!
Thank you, Dinabandhu Prabhu. No one can do these things like you.
An empowered voice.
He also wrote the Braj Bhakti Vilas, which is a book about parikrama, how to do parikrama of Vrindavan. And it describes in very, very great detail the various holy places of Braj Dham. Many of those places, I know Brijabasis who have for years been searching to find the places in Braj Bhakti Vilas, and they find them. And reveal them to the world. And for the Brijabasis and Gaudiya Vaishnavas to a large extent as well, the parikrama path of Braj Bhakti Vilas is something that is very, very much followed. This is his Samadhi Mandir and his Bhajan Kutir. Let us pray for his causeless mercy. And just on this side is one of the very sacred, worshipable places of Brajdhan. It is called Sakigiri. Sri Radharani, as we see, her home was right close by. Did you all see the beautiful panoramic view of Barasana? You can see in one vision, it's the only place from Unkshagan, you can see Man Mandir and Dangar and Bangar. So beautiful. Srimati Radharani would come here to Lalita Sakhi's home. And just close by on the Sakigiri, Sri Radharani, Lalita Sakhi, and gopis would perform very, very intimate pastimes. There's a rock that is like a slide called Pishalani Shila. We were supposed to end earlier and go there. I don't know now. But this Pishalani Shila, it's a slide that Lalita, Radharani, and Sakis would play so many games, sliding, sliding, sliding. And there's also in another part of that hill, Chitra Shila, where the gopis with colored dyes and minerals, they would paint beautiful artwork on the stones. And there's another place which is highly worshipped by the devotees, Lalita Vivaha Mandap. That is the place where a beautiful pastime occurred. Lalita Sakhi and Radharani and gopis were on Sakigiri, and Srimati Radharani had planned. She called for Krishna, and Krishna came. And Krishna, she took Krishna by the hand and sat him right next to Lalita Sakhi. And then with her indication, all of a sudden one gopi tied Krishna's golden dhoti to Lalita Sakhi's veil, knot. And then Radharani put Lalita Sakhi's hand in Krishna's hand. And then one gopi poured water on top, and another gopi began to chant wedding mantras, and another began to chant wedding songs, and other gopis were showering flowers on them. And in this way, Lalita and Krishna were married. Hariyo. Srimati Radharani always wanted to see her closest associates have the great, great anand or ecstasy of Krishna's association. Although the gopis, their only aspiration was to see Radharani in Krishna's association. At that Deha Kund, Deha means body. That is a place where all the gopis made vow. They made lifelong vow that they offer their bodies in complete, absolute surrender to the lotus feet of Sri Nandanandana, Lord Krishna. And also Radharani and Krishna came to Deha Kund, and together they vowed that their body would be one. That they are marriage, the husband and wife become one. They never formally were married, at least in legalistic ways, but they vowed that their body would be one, that their hearts would be inseparable. Just over here is Trivenikup. Krishna took his flute. Actually, Lalita Sakhi and convinced gopis that they should go to Triveni to bathe in Ganga Jamuna Saraswati. So Krishna came, and with the tip of his flute, he made a well. He made an empty well. And then he sat and remembered Triveni. And just by his remembrance, Ganga Devi, Yamuna Devi, Saraswati Devi filled the well. And to this day, it is said by the acharyas that anyone who takes water or even dust close to that place gets all the credit and more of going to Prayag during the month of Magh and bathing in Triveni. this is a very holy place. We can spend many days, many lifetimes trying to understand it. Let us just be grateful that we are together here and pray for the causeless mercy of the Vaishnavas, Sri Guru, and Swarup Damodar Goswami. Swarup Damodar Goswami is Lalita Sakhi, who's come to this world to so profusely give the mercy of Radha and Krishna, Lord Chaitanya, to everyone. And what is the price? The sincere, humble taste for hearing the Lord's glories and chanting His holy name. Much louder, please. Much, much louder. Thank you very much.